Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday meditation. This week, we're going to dive into the word that I think all of us want. We just don't use the term a lot, and that is joy. I don't know anybody that doesn't want more joy in their life. I heard a question asked the other day, and I thought, okay, this is a brilliant question. How many of you who have kids, how many of you want to withhold happiness from your kids? I know, nobody, right? I don't know anybody that wants to withhold happiness from their kid. I don't know anybody that wants to withhold joy from their children. How much more so does our Heavenly Father, a good Father, how much more does He want us to experience joy? Well, to take a look at joy, let's go to the small book of James. I have said for years now, if you want to know where to start reading in the Bible, always start with the Gospel of John. At the end of every chapter, there's 21 of them. Ask yourself this question, who did Jesus claim to be? And number two, what am I going to do about it? What is my response to it? Then, right when you're done, I said, go to James. If John is how we receive the gospel and the reception of understanding all that Christ has done, James is how we put that to work. And so today, let's take a look at joy as we start in James chapter 1, verse 2. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. What in the world? I mean, think about this. James is saying when junk comes your way, no matter what it is. Now, the assumption in there, y'all, is that junk's coming your way. Not that it might, but that it will. When troubles of any kind come your way, and it's of any kind. So maybe your trouble today is finances. Maybe your troubles today are emotions. Maybe your trouble is loneliness. But we all have them. And we're all either going into troubles, coming out of troubles, or about to go into troubles. I mean, we've all been there. Right? And we live there often because we're sinful men in a sinful world. But it says, when troubles come of any kind and they come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. You know what? That's not where I went looking for joy, I can tell you. And you know what I've heard? Have you ever seen one of those church signs that says, no Jesus, no joy? As in like N-O Jesus, N-O joy, and then K-N-O-W Jesus, K-N-O-W joy. I heard a preacher say, and I thought it was really good. He said, "You know what? You can K-N-O-W joy because you don't have to love Jesus to eat a Krispy Kreme raspberry filled donut. Bless the Lord." Well, today in our time of meditation, I want to invite you to welcome whatever trouble you have of any kind that has come your way, and figure out how do you turn that, consider it, and an opportunity for joy. Think of it this way. Think of whatever it is in your life, and we want to take that from the credit column to the debit column. How do we take that from an expense, and how do we put it in an income column? How do we go from it taking joy away from us and letting it become a source of joy? So let's take a couple of deep breaths. And just let your shoulders fall and allow your facial muscles to just go from tense to loose, find a place of quietude and solitude. And in those moments, today, I invite you just to let go. Step away and out of the noise that is clamoring for your attention in this world, and step into the quietude, rest, peace, and joy found in the presence of God. Let's take another breath. And maybe one more. Come on. My friend, whatever it is in your life that is the obstacle that lies in front of you, recognize that before the Lord and go ahead and thank Him for that obstacle. Now, you may have a hard time coming up with meaning behind this, but go ahead and have the courage to say, God, this blank, whatever it is that is the giant that is in front of me, whatever this stress, whatever this obstacle is that is robbing me of my joy, I want to thank you for it. Go ahead, claim it right now and thank Him for it. I bet for many of you that was painful. It's like, you know what, Chuck, I didn't sign up for this Christian thing to still have to deal with stuff like this. And yet it is part of the journey because, as James says, we are to consider it an opportunity. And the opportunity comes when this is happening. In verse 3, it says, "For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." You can't start and run a 4-minute mile, and yet we know it's humanly possible to run one, but it comes through endurance. Now stop for a minute and say, "Lord, would you begin to reveal to me why this lies in front of me?" That's right, just go ahead. Father, would you begin to reveal to me why you've allowed this to be in front of me? And then join me. Lord, whatever the opportunity is that you are opening through what you are teaching me in this time, Lord, may I see it plainly, and may I walk through that open door. Maybe you've tensed up already just talking about what the obstacle is in front of you that might be robbing your joy. I want to remind you, friend, that whatever you have set your heart on, that's where your joy is found. And if you set your heart on whatever your obstacle is, it will continue to rob you of your joy. And I want to encourage you that joy is not as simple as pulling the pin on a Jesus Bible verse and lobbing it at you and say, "Okay, poof, you got joy." But I do believe that joy truly is what we focus on, not the feeling we experience. So ask the Lord right now, "God, would you give me clarity in what you would have me focus on today? God, would you give me clarity on what you would have me focus on today? God, I believe that what you have directed my mind, my heart, and my soul on today, Lord, is where I will find joy, not in a feeling, but in a focus that you have directed." And now I want to give you 70 seconds today in quietude and solitude to just stop everything and listen to the voice of God as he gives you that direction in a prompting, in an audible call, in a sense that he's pulling your heart, in whatever way you hear the voice of God. Let me give you 70 seconds to step into that and know that he can't wait to share it with you. I'll be back in 70 seconds. And welcome back. I trust that today has given you a jump start for joy. I want to remind you what I said a minute ago, and we'll probably say it each day over these 5 days as we speak about joy and what it means to our meditation, that joy is not found in a feeling. Joy is found in what we focus on. And when our focus is heaven directed, then our feelings will follow in order. You can find joy today, my friend. Enjoy this day. God bless you.